Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have another study saying that if we smoke pot, we're at higher risk for heart attack and stroke. This is nothing new. We have had study after study linking cannabis smoking and pot. I know many of you use gummies, so you're more interested in that data. But right now, the latest headline and the latest news release from an NIH-funded study is looking at the smoking of it. And so this study was published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, and it looked at data from 435,000 American adults, which is one of the largest studies to explore the relationship between cannabis and cardiovascular events. And the study was funded by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, part of the NIH. And they found that daily use of cannabis, predominantly through smoking, was associated with a 25% increased likelihood of heart attack, 42% increased likelihood of stroke when compared to non-use of the drug. Less frequent use was also associated with increased risk of cardiovascular events. If you used it weekly, you had a 3% increased risk of heart attack, 5% increased risk of stroke. According to this news release from the NIH, 75% of the study respondents reported that they mainly used cannabis by smoking the drug. Approximately 25% of the respondents reported using cannabis by some method other than smoking, like vaping, drinking, or eating it. So, why the heart? What's going on here? Well, marijuana, cannabis, has toxins, has pesticides. So there's these chemicals that could probably be non-cardiac friendly. Also, the inflammatory aspect of it. Smoking, and this study did include some of the edibles, there could be this inflammatory response that people get, unfortunately, from some of the contaminants or from the marijuana itself. And so we could minimize the risk by smoking less, right, or avoiding smoking of it. But we're still learning what exact mechanisms there are between cannabis and heart disease. Is it the endocannabinoid receptors, the parts of the cell that are responsible for recognizing the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC psychoactive ingredient? Is it that the more used in terms of the receptors, does that have some implication? Our cannabis use is fascinating to me because when we legalized it, we exploded in terms of its use. I know a lot of people, a lot of my patients were using it, but they wouldn't say because it was illegal. And then, you know, I would say, you could tell me, I don't care. You know, but once it was legalized, like, oh, yeah, I've been using it this whole time. And I am blown away at how many people use cannabis products. And because they're in these adorable little gummies, it's legalized. You have these dispensaries with a nice green cross, like a red cross, but green. And they look like clinics. People are thinking they're doing it medicinally, or it's herbal, or it's vegan. And the more green they could get into their body, the better. And the more green they use, the better for the planet. And we're not really listening to the doctors, like the ER doctors, the family doctors, the healthcare professionals saying, guys, we're seeing some things with this that are not looking too good. We're seeing the psychoses. We're seeing cannabis hyperemesis syndrome. We're seeing fetuses affected because moms are smoking it. We're seeing memory loss. We're seeing depression. We're seeing other substance uses. And so even though I voted to legalize marijuana in Nevada, because I'm from Nevada, and I did so because threefold, I wanted to free up the police so they didn't have to be dealing with, you know, these more minimal crimes, because we needed all hands on deck for other things. I also wanted there to be an outlet for people who had pain, because there was such a vilification of medical providers writing pain medication that I knew that patients eventually would not be able to get pain medication, so at least there'd be something for them to use. And then, of course, I wanted it studied. As a doctor, if an illegal substance prohibits studies, then how do we minimize the legal hurdles to be able to study it and see if there's any medicinal applications? But it just went crazy. I mean, people are, whoa. I mean, the amount people are using is ridiculous. And it's because it's a drug. You get used to it. When you fill up your receptors make more receptors and say, I need more now. So if you only use a little, you don't feel like it's enough. Now, I've had people ask me, why would anybody smoke it when you have edibles and gummies and other options? Well, it takes a long time to kick in with edibles. There are some edibles that have been chemically designed to have a shorter half-life and a quicker onset of action. But the dosing and the percentage and the potency is a lot higher. And so many individuals will smoke because they feel it faster. Also, it's cheaper. These gummies are getting pretty damn expensive. So people find it cheaper to use weed, you know, in the inhalation form. I would never recommend you guys smoking it at all. I don't think your lungs deserve that assault. The marijuana has pesticides on it, chemicals, dirt. Your lungs are already bombarded with pollution and all the other crap out there. And we do have study after study saying that it could inflame the heart and put you at higher risk for stroke. It's not worth it. And I got to tell you, after hearing that girlfriend who stabbed her boyfriend 108 times because she went into a psychosis with the marijuana, it's pretty scary stuff. So I would really rethink the use. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So time and time again, we hear studies that men prefer dad bods. Now, what is a dad bod? And dad bod, I mean, I can show you pictures of my husband, show you pictures of most of my friends. Dad bods are where you're not necessarily in your 20s anymore. You don't look like John Cena or Dwayne Johnson or Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, you kind of have a little less muscle. You might not have a six-pack or 12-pack. Might not have that small, tight waist. And might have a little bit of a tummy, might be a little bit more round, maybe a little bit more doughboyish. And so it's a fascinating concept that we have seen study after study say women prefer it. So why? It's actually very evolutionarily explainable. So I have been around men who have not been the dad bods. And let's just take Jimmy Garoppolo. And when we got to pose for a picture, his waist, oh my God. Oh my God. He was just solid and muscular. He's just in a t-shirt and he's just so nice. And oh my gosh. Yeah. Would I marry him? Yes. Okay, bad example. Let's not talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay, let's talk about Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. Okay? Very muscular. Very fit. But oftentimes, and if we're only going to be talking about heterosexual couples for this, all right? Because I could speak on that. I can't speak on all other, shall we say, relationships. But when a woman sees somebody who is that muscular and that big, okay, even though that could be fantastic, you know, in terms of great, you could lift the boxes now around the house, you could get things done, you take care of yourself, you have good physique, there's an intimidation factor. For some women, you know, as much as we want our man sometimes to take over, be alpha, you know, be dominant sometimes, that could be very frightening for a, you know, back of caveman days, somebody being that big. Another issue, too, that some women have is the competition issue, where they don't want other women looking at their man. And so you have a man that is that towering and muscular and physique-y, right? You are going to always be in defense mode. And women know that other women will compete. I can't tell you how many times, even currently, the competition I see around women. It's ridiculous. Now, women be competitive is our evolutionary advantage. You do have to compete. Now, you got to find the right, shall we say, mate. Now, so you can have strong offspring in the animal species. So women being competitive isn't a bad thing. But you don't want somebody going after your man. You don't want somebody disrupting the nest, disrupting the home. And so having somebody that is just that, you know, godly looking, you're never going to sleep. So once you have a mate who starts to kind of look a little less attractive, is attractive to you, but has some vulnerabilities, you start to relax a little bit that people aren't going to be going after him. Because it's very, very frustrating to worry that somebody is always going to steal your mate. Now, especially since men have a much easier time finding another mate than aging women. Now, when it comes to quote-unquote dad bods, I do worry about somebody's health. I worry about their cholesterol. Having abdominal girth, having less muscle mass isn't the healthiest, and I want to know that whoever I'm with. But these studies are showing that women like slender. They prefer slender, but they don't necessarily want the big muscular. Now, is it also because in society, we've learned that many of these hyper-muscular men use steroids? And we feel that that muscularness could be possibly a cardiac risk factor. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger has had heart issues. I'm not saying from steroids, but it could have been from something genetically. Now, but then the question has come up, you know, why are daddies attractive in and of themselves? So, interesting. When you see a daddy versus somebody single, okay, now when I was younger, he's daddy, he's taken, I'm not even going to go there, I'm going to find somebody single. But interestingly, some people do not like single men. Because single men, people feel, well, there's something wrong with them, they're single. A daddy means he's already been vetted. He already went through a rigorous female and mother-in-law and possibly sister vetting. This guy passes background check and security clearance. So half of your work is done. Then he's a daddy, so he's fertile. something that many women in the animal species want. I'm not saying go after a daddy, please don't go after a daddy, but I'm talking about why daddies are attractive. People always talk about the whole Freudian or Oedipus complex aspect of it, and maybe psychologically, you know, you loved how your father was the alpha, was the protector, was the one where you could do no wrong, and your mom was always on your butt, always, you know, on your ass all the time. And so daddy was the one that was your confidant, your go-to. And so maybe some people go back to that relationship they had with their father, and that's what they want with their husband. You protect me, you're my confidant, you're my, you know, you're not going to be mothering me like my mom did, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think psychologically that plays into it. But what the moral to these studies are is some people don't realize what it is they want. We all think that the gorgeous, oh my God, there are some real exquisite people out there, you know, and you look at them and you think, I've been around long enough going, they would be horrible to date. Everybody wants them. I don't want to sit here and have to always be compared to somebody else that they could get, you know? And so I think people might find, oh yeah, I want the most gorgeous, the most muscular. I think I'm just mature enough to know that eventually the body goes. And the dad bod is going to happen, which is another advantage. If you love him and are attracted to him with his dad bod, then there's going to be less of a culture shock. Now, there's been discussions on how men might date women who are not as slim. And again, an argument they have is, doesn't make sense to date somebody and then go through the shock. I know what they look like now, heavy. I still love them. I passed the test, so I'm good. But daddies and dad bods and all that, it's a fascinating topic that we can't even confine in the segment. But the moral of the story is it's the compatibility, it's the longevity, it's the elimination of competition from others, and it's the fact that they check the box from a fertility, from a family man's standpoint, and from a vetting standpoint. And if they're good with kids. For a person, and I can't stand women that make moves on other people's dads. It's sick. But again, they're lazy because they don't want to start from scratch, but they see the evidence that, hey, he's good with kids. Look at him hold his son. Look at how his daughter hugs him. That means he's good with kids. I could already see into the future. And so it is enticing to many to be able to see who you're with and if they're going to check all the boxes and not have the problems. How many times do we worry that we're going to marry somebody who's going to be a horrible parent or who's going to be horrible to us? But never have anybody else do your work, do your research. I have found that oftentimes they're wrong. Just because you're seeing a daddy at a beach or at a, I don't know, McDonald's play place, whatever, and you go, wow, he's perfect. You're not getting the 2 in the morning, right, daddy? Right? You're not getting the, you know, leaving the toilet seat up and blocking the toilet, daddy. Do your own research and leave other women's men alone. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update. President Biden and former President Trump are both notching primary election wins in Michigan and in convincing style. On the Republican side, Trump handily defeated challenger Nikki Haley after beating her in her home state of South Carolina last week. On the Democratic side, a not-so-insignificant number of Michigan voters did turn in a protest vote against President Biden over his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. The use of Paxlovid could save lives and money. USA's John Schaefer.
University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. According to the UT report, widespread use could have reduced hospitalizations by hundreds of thousands, resulting in estimated savings of $57 to $170 billion.
I'm Ryan Daniels. USA News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you are anything like me, I am afraid of dementia. I do not want to have dementia at all. I don't want to lose my memory. I have had family members who have, when they aged, taken off their clothes and ran around outside naked. I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, aren't you always outside in your underwear? Well, it's my husband's underwear, and they look like shorts. And yes, I do run out and get the mail in my husband's boxers, but I'm still wearing a shirt. You can't tell that I'm undressed. But I do worry that if I have dementia, I am going to be... Well, let's talk about that. What are some of the things that you are really worried about that you would do if you had dementia? Are you worried you would tell a family member off? and they wouldn't understand that it was your memory. That's another fear I have. I remember talking to family members. I think my husband went through this too, where his grandmother was mean to him once. And he's like, why would she say that? What did I do? And I'm like, well, her mind's probably going. I bet she doesn't even remember she said that to you. No, no, she looked at me, though. But that could be a sign of dementia. And so one worry I have is that nobody would come to my funeral, God forbid later when I have one, because I will have told everybody off. And nobody is going to like me, and they're all going to think I turned out mean when I'm really not a mean person. I just didn't have control of my mind. Again, another fear I have is running around naked. I mean, again, in my 20s, I looked good. But 70, 80, 90, oh gosh, no. Not in this video capturing world. That would be horrible. That would be absolutely horrible, something like that happening. So I don't want that. Another fear I have with dementia is that I'm in my car and I accidentally kill somebody. That's a big fear I have. That if, let's say, I don't realize it, and then I start to have a mind issue, I can't necessarily comprehend the distance. I have maybe a slower reflex, and something like that happens. So I worry about that. And, you know, it just, not to be depressing, but, you know, these are things that worry us. Well, if we're so worried about losing our house, losing our job, losing our looks, and we put all this time and passion into that, why are we putting any time and passion into not losing our minds? Now, what do you do to not lose your mind? Well, one, maybe lay off the alcohol. Maybe lay off the smokes. Maybe lay off the sugar. Maybe lay off all the processed food. Maybe lay off the head trauma. Protect your head more in sports. Maybe when you have some early memory issues, not blow it off and say, I hope nobody noticed, and brush it under the rug, but get it addressed. When you have hearing loss, maybe get it corrected. When you notice, well, that's just too much work for me. That's just too much to learn. I don't want to waste the time. Maybe actually turn it around and, yes, spend the time. Maybe take a class. But our brains only have X amount of brain cells. And it only has a lifeline or a battery life of so long. And I think COVID accelerated the battery drainage. My mind is very different. Now, it could have been menopause, because that roughly happened the same time. But I'm seeing my friends where they can't finish their sentences. Or they'll forget something. And these friends are smarter than me. So they'll be talking about something, and they can't think of a word. And I'm like, okay, well, God, it must be a very fancy word, a multisyllabic word, a word that I don't know. And then it ends up being something very simple. Okay, really? You couldn't find that word? I get nervous. And I think a lot of it, you know, is unfortunately just our regular behaviors. How many of you know your family members' phone numbers? When I would meet somebody and I thought he was cute and I didn't have a pencil or paper, he would tell me his number and I would put it to memory. I think I needed the $1.99 movies and it was 702-734-2124. We didn't have to do the area code back then. Now we do. I think 734-2124 was this $1.99 movie theater near Mojave and DI or something like that, where I live in Southern Nevada. I still remember that. I would put that to memory. Now, what do? I'm like, oh, just put your number on my phone. I couldn't even recognize my friend's phone numbers because it's a name. It's on a phone. What we are doing to our minds is deleterious, and we're doing it every day. When I need to do a calculation, do I calculate it in my head anymore? No. I could ask Siri to do the calculation now. Why aren't I calculating things on my own? Am I helping my kids with their homework? No. I'm like, go ask ChatGPT. We are forfeiting and surrendering our basic brain functions to tech. And that is going to accelerate our dementia, our lack of intelligence, our lack of memory. Yeah, I tell everybody, learn a language. Learning a second language and me trying to continually speak in that second language, like today, about 40 minutes I was with the patient speaking Spanish. That helps keep your mind active. But whenever I bring that up to people, they say, but there's programs that will now translate for you. Isn't there that commercial where somebody gets into a cab and he can't speak? I don't know if he's speaking Mandarin or Taiwanese or Vietnamese. And so he's able to talk to his phone. The phone translates it, and that's it. Okay, well, that's great. It's a fantastic tech. I mean, wow. But you just gave your brain the day off. When I went to Europe, I did that Duolingo. I didn't do the Babbel. I think it was called Duolingo. And I just tried to learn as many words as possible. Now, I didn't remember as much as I used to, but I wanted to be able to know the words and work that part of the brain. And we're finding more and more studies saying that we could maybe detect Alzheimer's and dementia by picking up on these, you know, little, shall we say, signs and symptoms. Some studies notice that our memories might change, our vision might change, our hearing might change. And 6 million Americans right now have Alzheimer's, which is the most common form of dementia. There's others. There's infarct dementia. There's Parkinson's. There's all sorts of. And we have a drug that could slow it down. It only slows it down, Leqembi, I think, by a few months, by clearing away the amyloid protein. And, you know, trying to address the protein buildup is huge. But I think there's a lot we could do. We aren't helpless. So use your memory. Memorize your family's phone numbers today. That's your homework. Memorize your close family's phone numbers. Tomorrow, I want you to memorize their birthdays. You can still write it down, test yourself, but I want you to memorize, yeah, your family's birthdays. I know. I know it's on a calendar. I know Facebook reminds you. But what if there's a world with no Facebook or tech? You're going to want to remember your family member's birthday. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we all knew this was going to be coming soon, but breaking news is Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is going to be stepping down as Republican leader of the Senate as of this November. He's 82 years old. He told the Senate as a long-serving caucus leader, I think one of the longest-serving in history, he is going to keep his seat in the chamber. His term ends January 2027, but he's stepping down as the leader, so he's not going to leave his Senate seat. I believe he is still supporting Trump, but he is not going to continue to be Republican leader of the Senate. He said, "We tragically lost Elaine's younger sister, Angela, a few weeks ago, and there was a drowning death of Foremost Group CEO Angela Chow in a pond on a Texas ranch. It said when you lose a loved one, particularly at a young age, there's a certain introspection that accompanies the grieving process. And there has been a lot of calls for him to step down. He has looked like he lost a lot of weight, and I know there were concerns when people saw his senile purpura, which is the skin thinning and the multiple bruises that were seen on his hands, which sometimes we see with older individuals. I think they're eventually going to change the name from senile purpura to something else a little less discriminatory. But, you know, he, 82, you know, I think keeping his seat is fine, but I think, you know, this is a move that's understandable. Things are changing. There is a lot of ageism going on right now based on Biden and Biden struggling on camera and, you know, struggling to remember names of foreign leaders and just struggling, period. And when people try to use the argument against Trump, Trump blows that back in their face pretty quickly. I mean, he even tries to dance. I just remember Al Gore and Bill Clinton dancing, "Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow." I remember when they were dancing on stage. I like watching Trump dance. He'll dance to the YMCA, and he'll kind of boogie. He'll take both his hands and boogie. You know, you would think with his team, somebody would kind of teach him how to dance a little bit. But when he does shake his tushy, people do like that. But Mitch McConnell leaving, or stepping down, shall we say, stepping down, understandable. You know, we commend him for his years of service. Looking at the primary, the Michigan primary was a little interesting. Even though it was a landslide for Trump and a landslide for Biden, Biden got a little bit of pushback. There are progressives in his party that do not like his stance and his support of Israel. They keep calling it the Israel war against Hamas. This was the Hamas war against Israel. Hamas is the one that attacked Israel, murdered, raped, killed, abducted, has hostages. But it's called the Israel war. But it was the Hamas, it was the Gaza war on Israel. Israel's trying to get the hostages back. Unfortunately, it is going longer than everybody expected. There are casualties on all sides, something nobody wanted. But Biden has faced opposition from Tlaib and other Michigan representatives, Representative Dean Phillips. And so, you know, he still did well, but yeah, he has a little bit of a fight. He got 618,000 votes in Michigan, winning 81% of the vote, but there was an uncommitted of about 100,000. Uncommitted got two delegates. He still gained 115. But people looked at that uncommitted within the GOP as kind of a large break. Even though it's a shock that 600,000 still voted for Joe Biden, I understand that people are going to double down. If they don't vote for Joe Biden, it's a sign of weakness. It's a sign that he didn't do a good job. You know, they want to say, oh yeah, Biden's policies are great, or whoever's running Biden, but just keep things status quo. But, you know, I'm still surprised Biden won to begin with, but let alone is still leading. It's a narrative, and it's a platform, and it's a cause to not mess with the status quo. If there is any infighting within the Democratic Party, Trump can seize on that, even though it's all apparent many Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run again. But on the Republican side, Trump did obviously very well. 756,000 votes, over 2-1 of Nikki Haley's 294,000. He gained another 12 delegates. So people ask, when do we call it? When does he win? Well, Super Tuesday is coming up. Super Tuesday is there's going to be multiple states. 36% of the total delegates are at stake. And so usually Super Tuesday we know. But I think the number of delegates you need to secure is 1,215. And so, according to CNN, March 12th, is actually the soonest a candidate could win the nomination by hitting the number of delegates. And I find it fascinating where these states were really struggling to have a conclusion of their winners during the election, 2020 election. But within seconds of the polls closing and hundreds of thousands of votes, they can call it. Is it because many of these are not mail-in? People are actually going to the polls? Is that why? I pretty remarkable how we are getting data that quickly. You know, it was Super Tuesday. You would think, well, now that we're doing mail-in ballots, it might take them another week or two like it did with the general election. I don't know. People are going to the polls. They could get those numbers right away. But so we probably will have some closure to what's happening with the GOP side of things and the Democrat side by March 12th, even though it looks like it's a shoo-in for both. And a Trump-Biden rematch is interesting. It is. It's been predicted. And, for years people were saying, well, we need somebody other than Trump or other than Biden. And you just don't have the popularity behind that. You know, who do the Democrats choose? Do they choose Newsom, Governor Newsom? California is too controversial. Do they go for Michelle Obama, who has not a lot of political experience at all? Do they bring Hillary Clinton back up? They're having a problem coming up with somebody. Pete Buttigieg, nice guy, but the Department of Transportation has been a mess. And then on the Republican side of things, DeSantis, I thought, was going to be the closest because running Florida, it's not an easy state to run. But again, the controversy. Not that Trump is free of controversy, but the truth of the matter is if people love the Trump presidency, they're going to want that again. And seeing the chaos and the mess we have now, these illegal migrants, some of them murdering, raping, abducting kids even. We have a problem. And we have an executive branch right now that's asleep. And what's even worse is it's not even asleep. But they're aware of what's going on and not doing anything about it, meaning complicit. That's a problem. Why? To get more votes? People are mad. And you can't buy people with student loan repayment because those of us that paid back our student loans are like, oh, really? You're doing this now? Can I still get a refund? The colleges can still charge an arm and a leg? You're using tax-paying dollars to pay for migrants, to pay for all these other things, but what about, you know, our homeless citizens? So it's you would think it would be a shoo-in for the Republicans, but we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.